Hi, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'd like to do a commentary on day 29. I'll read the passage again. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our bodies. This is 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10. The first part of that passage says that we are hard pressed on every side, and I realize that the devil is not content with a small amount of destruction or pain, and he really aims at what they say the jugular. He definitely he likes for my life to feel overwhelmed and unsolvable, and he works to try to make me feel forgotten. But God's word tells me again and again that this is not true. And this is why I can encourage you with all my heart, because I have learned to be in the word of God day in and day out, day after day after day. And when I encourage you at the beginning of each of these meetings to read through the Bible every year and to study the Bible every day and to apply the Bible in all that you do, I'm not just preaching, that I am truly walking the walk that I am telling you about. And I can be so adamant about it, because I know what it has done in my life, that it has opened my eyes and shown me how much I am loved. And so, of course, the devil would try to lie about how much I am loved by the Lord. But I will not allow that lie to stay, and that's why I stay in the Word. In Luke 12, 6 and 7, it says, "Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by the Lord. Indeed, the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." This is Jesus speaking, and he is alive, and believe me, he speaks to me. And the devil loves to, just try to bring panic into a life, and definitely into any life that is devoted to walking with the Lord. And I have a life devoted. I am devoted, with God's help, to walking with him today. And I don't have to tell you that he has been kicking up a lot of dust lately. And it always happens for me, particularly right before the retreat. We have a retreat coming on Friday. And boy, am I so grateful again for the retreats. It's a time to see you, to actually see you and to get to know you. I feel like sometimes when I read how Paul feels and how he writes to the churches, and some of the churches he had never seen before. And so when people came from these churches, boy, he was so excited. And when he got news about them and what they were doing, he was so excited. And that's the Lord. The Lord does that. He puts that heart for one another in us. And I enjoy it. Oh, I enjoy this time. I enjoy telling you about the Word and encouraging you to be in the Word and giving you opportunity, actually, to do Bible study and to discuss things with each other and to laugh with each other, because we do laugh, and to sing with each other. I mean, it's a time of true fellowship. So, of course, the devil is going to make it feel like it is no way that this is going to be coming together. So hard-pressed on every side? Yes, indeed. But the Lord has told me that I may feel overwhelmed, things might seem unsolvable, but do not believe it, Pat. Don't even try it. Because I cannot be snuffed out. I cannot. I have not been forgotten. He knows me. He knows my name. I am so grateful that I am known by the Lord. I'm so grateful that regardless of what happens in my life, God is right there with me. And that again is why I stay in His Word, to remember that. So I can be hard pressed on every side. I'm not crushed. I can be perplexed, but I am not in despair. As I said before in 1 Corinthians 14:33, God is not a God of confusion. He is a God of peace. And so I can scratch my head about a lot of things, but I know that God knows. One of my favorite prayers is like, God, I have no idea how to do blank, 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 but I know You know. I know You know. And I am calling on You to show me, and I am going to be peaceful until You do. And let me tell you, that means that food is not even in the picture at all in terms of a place to run. Because God has shown me that overeating is nothing short of idolatry. Obsession about food is nothing short of idolatry. It's believing that food is going to do something for me that God Himself cannot do. And I won't do that today. I will not believe that. I won't. So regardless of all that is happening around me and in me and through me and all that other stuff that can happen, He has taught me to stand firm, because He's not a God of confusion. He's a God of peace. So I can be perplexed, but He's taught me not to despair. It says here, I can be persecuted, but I am not abandoned. And one thing that I have learned from reading the Bible and studying the Bible and applying the Bible is persecution is a given. It's a given. What I have said to the Lord, what I have said to the world, is that I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And so if I am walking in the footsteps of Jesus, believe me, what He experienced, I will experience. Isaiah 53:3 speaks of our Savior. And this is the wonderful thing about Isaiah, is that he spoke about it 700 years or more before Jesus was actually here. But he spoke of who our Messiah would be. It says, He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their face, He was despised, and we held Him in low esteem. I don't have to tell you that Christians, by the world standard, are portrayed as fools. They're portrayed as foolish people ignorant, not knowing who would want to be one of them, judgmental, hateful. All of these things is what a Christian is shown to be. And the demon even has people who mouth and say that they are Christian, but with their lips they say they're Christians, but they're not. But the world doesn't know a lot of times who real Christians are. And these reasonable facsimile of people even help Satan in the things that they do. But those who are truly surrendered to the Lord, who have decided to follow Him no matter what, they are the ones that know that the Word of God is their Word, and that even though they might be persecuted, they are not abandoned. That the Spirit lives in them, and they have learned to delight themselves in the Lord, because delighting themselves in Him has given them the desires of their heart. So we are persecuted, but we're not abandoned. We're struck down, but not destroyed. And this is how we do it. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our bodies. Jesus died for me. All the things that I could not do, He paid the penalty. All the wrongs that I did too, He paid the penalty for that. And now I am His and He is mine. And so I carry around that crucifixion, that understanding of who I am in Him, so that He is revealed in me and I can live that unashamedly. And so I'm not in despair today, regardless of what my circumstances are. I'm not compulsively overeating today. And I'm grateful to know that it was depressing to me. I could not figure out why I was so depressed all the time. The eating and depression goes hand in hand. It was no longer fun. I couldn't remember that I could see that. And so I am learning to take captive every thought. So I do, as one speaker says, I think about what I'm thinking about, what is going on in my head, and if it's not godly, it needs to be removed. And I have learned to remove it with power by using the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so I'm grateful to the Lord. He has given me a fruitful way to live. He has given me a meaningful life. I could not do this without Jesus. I am so grateful that I am not hopeless. I am not in despair. I am so grateful that I am close to the Lord today, as I stay close in His Word and out of the food in His power.